1759. Halley's Comet. In Bayeux, two sisters in lace dresses read to one another as their husbands play cards and drink cognac. The family home was once deserted, so the story goes, burned down to its stone foundations, but it was rescued by twin sisters like them, and now it is filled with books and flowers and laughter. They read in the paper about the naming of a comet after an astronomer who did not live to see it arrive, but they are not saddened by this. They know that their house is filled with more than children. Sometimes, when a comet flies through the sky, they see generations past and know that their family is tied to the skies and to their home, and they are glad. That evening, as the sun starts to dip, they look for it in the sky, Halley's Comet. It is flying low, over the sea to the north. So the sisters take the carriage out past Salon-en-sur-Mer with their three daughters and Henri, the youngest, the only son. He loves the beach, Henri. He runs along the coast, exploring the caves and collecting sea urchin shells.
"Don't stray too far,"
his mother calls, and he turns back and waves before racing on. His mother likes to stay near Bayeux, he knows, but Henri wants to go to sea. The sisters watch the sky as the night falls and the stars begin to shine from the dark, but they don't notice that the wind is building up and the waves are crashing closer to the shore. They point out constellations to their daughters and teach them to read the skies, to follow the patterns of light in the dark and watch how the comet moves between them. But then they look down. Where is Henri? A question at first, changing to a shout, his name called by his mama and aunt and sisters. But Henri doesn't hear. He is trapped by the waves along the coast, the ground sinking beneath his feet as tides pull him further out to sea. He tries to gasp in air, to shout, but his mouth fills with water and his eyes sting with salt. He can't see through the dark, through the crash of the waves. But then a hand is holding his, an arm pulled around his waist, and he is lying, coughing on the rough sand of the beach.
Mama,
he says as soon as he is able, with his eyes still scrunched up from the salt and his sisters running to him.